Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Everything's all right now. Everything's all right now. What musical am I singing? Everything's all right now. Everything's all right now. Psychedelic. What musical am I singing? First person to get it wins. First person to get it wins. What musical am I singing? First person to get it wins. And I'm not even messing around here. This is serious. First person to get it wins. You get it? Got ads you didn't hear. Unlucky. Unlucky. Here we go. Here we go. Some sort of live stream, Gatford, that's it. Anyone know what that song is? Here we go. Here we go. Everything's all right now. Everything's all right now. That's probably enough for a copyright strike. You know what? I'm feeling loosey goosey. Moraney Blue's got it right. Jesus Christ Superstar. This is insane because David Turner's in the chat and we're WhatsApping each other as well. This is fucking insane. I ate. What am I doing? Oh, sent Catherine the wrong link. Which is actually a good thing to do. Participants, copy invite link. Participants. Everything's all right now. Everything's all right now. Everything's all right now. Sent her the right. I'm gonna send my lady the right links so she can join in at the show. Send her to the later. Gonna send her to the later so that she can take part in that show tonight. Gonna send her to my lady. Oh yeah, gonna send her to her. It would probably be blasphemous to you, Gatford. I've never seen it. And I don't want to see it. It looks rubbish. But that song popped up on my recommended on Spotify. And I thought, I like that song. It's a positive, upbeat vibe. If only the Bible were more like that. Here she comes, walking down the street. Funniest looks from everybody she meets. Her hair's captain. Yo.
Yo.
If this were even just like 3 years ago, I'd go, yo, B word.
Why?
About 5 years ago? When could I say, when was I last allowed to say the B word to a B?
I prefer you didn't.
No, I was talking about now. I'm talking historically. When was I first allowed to say the B word to a B?
You were never allowed. It's just that you hadn't checked your privilege at that point.
Excuse me. I once went on, this is a true story, the Sex and the City tour in NYC, New York City.
Okay, I know where you're going with this. We're allowed to call each other whatever we like.
I can call you. Do you mean us or birds? Women, excuse me. Ladies.
Women.
Ladles. Mm. I won the quiz on the bus on of the Sex in the... Is it Sex in the City or Sex and the City?
Sex and the City.
That doesn't make sense. I won... Anyway, I didn't know the title of the show, but I won the quiz on there.
It must have been full of idiots.
It was full of hardcore fans. They went off and we had cupcakes.
Sex.
And we had blinis. Is it blinis? What was the drink in there?
Cosmopolitans.
They went off and had cosmopolitans. Mm-hmm. And we went and sat on the steps of her brownstone apartment.
Bit weird. She doesn't really live there.
Yep. Everything's all right now. Everything's all right now. A little bit of Jesus Christ. Superstar.
I'm not aware of the... That's one musical I'm not familiar with.
Nah, it looks shit. It's all about Jesus. Catherine, what are you doing after the show tonight? I was wondering. You fancy playing with my balls?
No. Are you talking about you and Turner's and your balls?
Yeah, me and David Turner's. And a couple of other lads.
I would, but I've made a date with my youngest and we tend to watch The Apprentice.
Well, hang on, you don't know what I'm going to say?
Yeah, I do.
What?
Tickle your balls.
No, walk about mini golf.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
God, so you're going to do something with your kid?
Yeah, I kind of like her.
Jesus. You live with her?
Yeah, I know.
Can I call her a bee?
If you want a punch in the face.
All right, no Yoko tonight, David. It's just the Beatles. Live and Unleashed. I forgot The Apprentice was on. Can I have a little WMGs? No, walkabout is one word. A little WMG, walkabout mini golf tonight. And you know what, guys? You're not invited. There's going to be one space there. You're not invited. Here's what I wanted to talk about tonight.
Look at this face. First of all, can we just all stop and look at the cat?
Hello, little Scoocher.
She's such a cute
thing. Oh, my God. I've told you about the... I'll tell you. So Dennis is cat number 6.
Double Dennis. He's a big lad.
And I want to catch him. I want to get his balls chopped off. I want to get him injected. And I want to get him chipped. And I want to find a home for him. He's not living here.
Because you've all got friends.
And I am using... I'm in contact with a big cat charity. No names, no pack drill.
Not big cats, though. That would be like the Leopards Trust or
Jesus Christ,
the Panther Association.
Every time I speak to them, I feel like I'm getting told off. So I'd used them before to catch Big Boy and they got me a trap. There's a cat trap. It's about this big. It's a metal sort of tunnel. You put food in it. They go in. As soon as they're in, boom, the door's shut. And so I wanted to... So I did that to catch Big Boy. And I phoned up and I spoke to a guy. I said, you Ian Lee, the broadcaster? Yes. Oh, that's nice. Anyway, someone phoned up and we were talking and she said, are you the guy that lives... I nearly give a landmark. What do you think? I'm Brian Wilson.
The old man
Friends.
Who lives in the shoe.
You the one that lives near the, let's say, the brook. Actually, there is a brook near me. Oh, shoot. I've just given it away. And I said, yes. She goes, ah. And I said, are you the lady that brought the trap before? She said, yes, I am. So we're talking. And then she said, well, of course, obviously, we'll have to get him neutered and chipped. We can't use the vets that we used to use because of your phone call to them. I said, sorry. She said, well, yeah, last time after you called them, they complained and I said that that wasn't what we'd arranged and they refused to work with us anymore. And I said, are you saying the phone call I made stopped a vet's working with a cat chat, one of the best known cat charities? She said, yeah. Now, the phone call to the vets was, I got the trap, I set it up, I thought it would take a couple of days to catch Big Boy. This is back in the day. Took 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. He's an idiot. So suddenly, it's Friday evening, it's 5 o'clock, I've got a cat. I don't know what to do with it. So I phone up the vets that they had told me. And I said, I know it's short notice. Is there any chance I could get him in and get him done? No. Okay. Do you know anywhere where I might be able to? No. Okay. Well, that's frustrating, but I really appreciate help.
So just to clarify, he called no one a bee.
No.
Or anything else.
There was no snark.
It was just a quick, are you available? No, I'm not.
I got him done.
Why on earth would that lead to a complete boycott of a very respected charity?
Got him done by like a backstreet vet. That's not even a joke. I got him done sneakily. So sneakily,
there was a seven-year-old girl that helped cut the balls off. That's not even a joke. I got to inject him to wake him up. Anyway, and I said, really? They ended their relationship because of that call? Because that was not a bad call. She said, yeah, it was that and some other things. Right.
Okay. Some other things. I think I know what the other things might entail.
So it kind of was a tricky phone call. And then I spoke to her yesterday. And she said, right, okay, well, if you could catch him on Tuesday, I can book him in to be done on Wednesday. And I said, well, I can try and catch him on Tuesday, but he doesn't come here every day. And I don't know if he's going to go in the trap. He might not go in the trap.
Also, what we're keeping in the trap for 24 hours, maybe
she
more.
She said that would be okay. That would be okay. If you keep him warm, that's okay.
But she did. She was concerned that it might be stressful.
She said, oh, I thought you said he was tame. I said, well, he is. But he's not here every day, and I don't know if he's going to go in the trap. He's canny. I remember saying he's canny. She said, well, have you tried to put him in a travel? I said, yeah, he wouldn't go in. Oh, but I thought you said he was tame. I said, well, yeah, he is, but he wouldn't go in the box. Have you tried one that's got a door on the top? I said, I've got no idea what that is. I've never heard of it. She said, well, it's a carry case that's got a door on the top, and you open it and you lower them in. I said, well, no, I haven't tried that because I haven't got one. I'd be willing to try that as well as the trap, but I think he's too canny, kept saying canny, to go in that. And then she said, okay, well, what we'll have to do is I will book him in for the vets on Wednesday. We can't use the vets that we used to use
because of
your... And she said it again, because of your phone call. I'm like, what? And then she said, would the cat be able to live with you? And I said, listen, I'm prepared to keep it for 2 weeks, but I've got five cats. One of them really doesn't get on and it wouldn't be in the house. I'd have to keep him in the garage because he's going to piss everywhere. She went, oh... Okay, because, you know, it might take a while to find someone. I said, 2 weeks. And I said, I'm worried because he's black and white and people don't want black and whites. And she said, actually, people do. And I really felt like I was being told off. This lady's got one of our traps. If you call her up, you can go and get it.
Ooh. Oh, so, okay, hang on a second. So you've got to find the trap. You've got
someone in a farm has got a trap from them.
Yeah, and but surely she coordinates who gets
I've got to go and get it and clean it out.
Surely she coordinates what's what.
Surely.
Or is she just a teller offer?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
And I'm really getting to the point where if she talks down to me one more time, I'm going to say, do you know what? I'm going to do this on my own and then go to All Done Pets or someone. I had this when I got Velvet. It was the same cat charity, right? And the woman, I don't forget, bright ginger hair, the very horsey woman. And she was so rude. And she came and checked the house, which is what they do to make sure it's safe for cats. She said, well, you're on a main road. I said, no, the cat we're getting is an indoor cat. Turns out she wasn't in the end. I said, it's an indoor cat. Well, no, she knew, actually, it was an indoor cat. You mustn't let it out. Okay, I won't. Yes, I'm not sure. And this woman's the same thing, the power, the cat power.
Yes, may I make a suggestion? Is that these women, what they'd previous lives, but now they have nothing but time, right? Yeah. And so this is the only way they can exert some sort of authority, because after a certain age, women are made to feel useless, ignored, and obsolete, right? So maybe these women are reclaiming their power, but it's just in the wrong kind of way, because actually what they're doing is taking it out on the people that don't need it taken out on.
It was the weirdest thing. And I've got to, she's not told me. So she's going to book an appointment for either the Wednesday or the Thursday morning. You have to take them in at 8 o'clock in the morning.
I'm just thinking how much I've upset my vet in the past, because I've asked for appointments when there haven't been any. I've just got to thank my lucky stars that I've not been completely blackballed.
Sorry. Well, that's what I want to get done to. He's actually got blackballed.
It's crazy. My suggestion would be that perhaps maybe she's had other interactions that she's leaving out of that conversation that might have led to that.
I think it's down to her. So, I mean, so she's going to book an appointment for Wednesday or Thursday morning, whenever she can. Doesn't matter. I work. Don't matter about that. I've got to take him in at 8 o'clock in the morning. I won't be able to collect him in that day. So if she, I have to catch him the day before. You know, cats, right? They don't do what you want them to do.
Could you not send him an email or a text or something and ask him to be in a certain place at a certain time?
That's how I got Big Boy in 30 minutes. I put it down thinking he'd come and sniff it out. 30 minutes, he went. He's thick. Dennis, I think, is a little bit more savvy.
I think Dennis is a little bit more people friendly. He knows how to work us. Whereas Big Boy was a kind of grab and run kid, wasn't he?
It really peed me off. So I'm going to talk to her again. She's going to tell me when the appointment is. And I said I'd pay to get him done and the chip, but she wants to pay for that, because then it's one of their chips and it's their injections that they're doing, because he needs injections as well. And if there's one more like that, I'm going to say, do you know what? Actually, I'll do this on my own, because I'm 49 and three quarters.
You got five cats. It's not like it's your first rodeo.
Alan's right. It's like herding cats. Very good, Alan.
Well, let's put her head on my hand. She's holding my hand and she's put her head on it.
Gatford, I will not record that call. But it is, she's talking to me and I really had to bite my tongue. It is a bit of a self-service charity, Harsh. I had to bite my tongue. And I did bite my tongue. I was very, very polite to her. There was no snark from my part, but. Do you know why I said port? Because Visionary wrote Catsport, and I haven't got my glasses on. I thought it said Catsport. That's why I said port.
Oh, I'd love Catsport. That's the sort of sport I like.
So we will see. If I catch him, I'll show him to you, because he's dead tame.
He's cute as well. He's got a round face like Willow, hasn't he?
He's beautiful. Got a big scar across his nose. Big old balls. Big old.
Okay, that's not the cute part of him.
Leathery balls. Leathery. Massive old balls.
I've never seen a cat's balls before, but you...
They're not that big, actually. But his are quite big, and because he's got his white behind, and he's got these big leathery black balls. So we'll see. I'm not having... But I'm genuinely not having a cat-splaining. Exactly what she was doing, Joe.
She was.
Cat-splaining. I did think, I'm not a cat expert, but this ain't my first cat rodeo. You know, and cat rodeos are tough.
Also,
you need tiny little saddles.
Also, let's remind ourselves that people like you are doing what her charity is asking you to do, right?
Yeah,
and helping and doing it free of charge and on your own time.
Yeah.
And that might be your only interaction with that charity that you ever have. And if you have that experience, that word goes around. It's not great.
I think it's really funny that when I got Velvet 2000, it was around the time George Harrison died and the Twin Towers collapsed. So that was 22 years ago. It was a similar kind of, I know best. This is what you do. No, you do as you're told.
Oh, like live Twitter.
Yeah. Right. Twitter. Right. So I was considering, I've talked myself out of it now, getting an electric bicycle because I want to lose some weight. And I don't really do much exercise. And I wouldn't mind going out cycling, but I'm not very good at it. I've got very weak legs. And there's some hills here. Not big hills, but some hills. And so I'd like to go out cycling, then press the button and go... And then pedal. Or actually, coast down the hill.
Down the hill, legs out.
Right. David's getting timed out. You will ride 20K. You're getting timed out, mate. Not having that. Right. So, he just posted... You're timed out, mate. And as soon as you get untimed out, you're getting timed out. Visionary 19.9 is getting you timed out as well, actually, mate. You're taking the piss. So I went. So I, you know, the good electric bikes start about 1,500 quid. They go up to 2,500, 3 grand, 4 grand, right?
Yeah.
And I can't afford that. And I as always, I like to think I can do things on the cheap. Buy cheap, buy twice. So I've been looking online, and I went to Halfords, and they had the Carrera is kind of a good make, and they had a cheap one for $650 that had been reduced, and there was another bike. So there were two bikes, $650 and $670. So I posted on Twitter.
Just to give you a Willow update, she's been holding my hand, and now she's just done that ultimate cat thing of, now go away.
No, she's at it.
Lulu's
getting timed out for saying buy a conversion kit. Seriously, I'm strict mode today. So I went on Twitter with two pictures of bike, two different. I said, does anyone have any experience with these bikes? Which would you recommend? So it's a very definite question with
specific parameters. Boundaries.
Yeah, parameters. Yes. Very specific parameters. Katifa, I don't know if I've seen Katifa. Katifa came back, answered it beautifully. Well, this one has this and this one has that. And, you know, you're not going to get much bang for your buck. But if you're going to pick one of these, this is one that I would recommend. Fantastic. Fantastic. The first one was someone saying, yeah, if you can double what you're going to spend, you start to get really good stuff around 1,200, 1,300 quid. Katifa's there.
If that's like saying, I'm about to buy a Fiat Punto, and someone go, yeah, but if you can afford like three times as much, you could probably get yourself like a Ferrari or a Porsche or something.
If you can double what you can spend, then they start to get really... And I wrote back, well, I can't double it. Right. Oh, I didn't even reply to that. Well, I can't double it. And then there are a lot of people saying, yeah, get a conversion kit. No, look at the question. Look at the question. And then they were saying, yeah, I've got them because I was sending them to you and Turners. Let me see. Hang on, hold the line. What you said, a gossip about Steve Allen. I have news. Apparently, he signed an NDA and cannot work elsewhere for a year. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's all rumours and gossip. So where were the ones I sent you? It was... Here we go. Here we go. These are fun. These are a lot of fun, right? Hang on. Where? I'm worried that some of the people might be in this chat, but you have to deal with it.
Public domain, mate.
Lee says, also, battery length duration. If it lasts 40 kilometres, 20 kilometres out is okay, but if you need it on amber or red setting for the return home, it may not do it. I replied, I am never going to ride 20 kilometres.
Also, it's not like the bike will start working. You just have to pedal.
Brendan then says, you'd be surprised, Ian. I cycle 5K unaided in 15 minutes to get to work on Glasgow hire bikes. The more you cycle, the easier it gets, especially if you use for transport rather than fitness.
Brendan wants a sticker.
So then, again, replying to, I'm never going to ride 20K. Chris Rawley, you'll be surprised. Yeah, I'd be fucking... of course I'd be surprised. Excuse my language. So then Lee, again, who said you need 20K out on it. I'm never going to ride 20 kilometres. Then ignored that. Then the constant charging argument kicks in. Also, 20K, not at the mo, but with summer coming, you may. No, I freaking won't. No, I freaking won't. And then replied. So here's the original thing. Right, anyway. And it doesn't mean my original thing says can't spend a shed load of cash. Someone's replied, just avoid hills and buy a push bike. You'll get more for your money. Well, no, I'll get less because it won't have a battery or a motor.
Have you thought about walking?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.